Thunder Bay. Proposals to cut an arena and two city bus routes in 2024 have been put on ice. The Nebing Memorial Arena and the interlined 4 Nebing and 6 Mission transit routes were among the most controversial on a list of proposed cuts to city services. On Monday, however, administration withdrew those recommended cuts, at least in the immediate term. The closure of the arena will still be contemplated following the winter season. The city is also pursuing possible plans to replace the two bus routes, which serve the Nebing area and Fort William First Nation, with on-demand service using smaller vehicles. Memos advising council against carrying out the cuts this year were accepted with little discussion at Monday's meeting. The moves leave questions over how, or whether, the city will achieve council's goal of finding $1.5 million in annual service cuts by 2024. Together, canceling the bus routes and closing the Nebing Arena would have brought roughly $475,000 in yearly savings. That means council will need to find alternate spending reductions totaling nearly $500,000. Eliminating the two transit routes would have brought an estimated $293,800 in yearly savings. The routes had been identified as the lowest performing in the Thunder Bay transit system, with average ridership of roughly 5 to 6 people per hour in operation. The recommendation to cut the routes had prompted concern from Fort William First Nation leadership, with Chief Michelle Solomon expressing disappointment it was made without warning or consultation. City staff had suggested that was central to their reversal on the issue, promising to discuss the future of the service with First Nation leadership going forward. The Nebing Memorial Arena's closure was estimated to bring $180,400 in yearly savings. In a memo released last week, administration advised council that closing the arena before the 2023-2024 winter season would not be feasible, since it would come well after the city launches its winter ice allocation process. The allocation of indoor ice for the upcoming fall-winter season requires knowledge of the inventory of ice available, wrote General Manager of Community Services Kelly Robertson. Administration needs to initiate the ice allocation process no later than July 24 in order to issue contracts, in time for the regular start of the season. Therefore, administration will be proceeding with the ice allocation process, assuming that the Nebing Arena remains open. Robertson advised the closure could instead take place at the end of the upcoming winter season, producing partial savings in 2024. The recommended closure prompted vocal opposition from local hockey groups, who have pointed to the arena's significant role in supporting minor hockey. Closing the Nebing Arena would wipe out 14% of the city's total bookable ice, staff report. A survey launched as part of that process and obtained by TB Newswatch asks ice users if they would be willing to pay up to 20% more for ice time in order to keep the Nebing Arena open.